Genesis today. As we think of the Ten Commandments today, let me ask you some questions. Is every sin equal? Is every sin equal? Mike?
I was going to say sin is equal in the sense that any sin will be sent to hell. In that sense.
Okay.
But as far as God judging us, I'm sure that there's certain some things will be judged more harshly than others.
Okay. So all sin breaks fellowship with God, but some sins are worse than others. Are some sins called abomination unto God? Some sins are called abomination unto men. Some sins God says he hates. Some sins, the judgment of sin is more severe than others. How many sins of the Ten Commandments carry the death penalty? Seven. Would you say that the penalty declares that one is more heinous than others? Would you say that? Do you think God ever changes opinion about the heinousness of sin? Do people try to undermine sins are bad, right? Okay. So how do you know? What kind of value system you ought to have in your home or in your life? Oh, what the Bible says. So the Bible is giving us a revelation of a value system that is essential for our spiritual good. Understand the principle? A value system that is essential for our spiritual good. Now, let's stop here a minute. And how many commandments are there in the Ten Commandments? Huh? You're getting close to your doctor's degree. Can you figure that out?
That's Catholic, nine.
Oh, yeah. If you're Catholic, there's only nine. That's right. Because they eliminated the second one. Okay. But, no, there are 10. Okay. All right. So, let's make it simple. 10 big sins. 10 really big sins. Now, in a list of 10 big sins, there are some that people don't think are bad. Tell me some of the sins that people don't think are bad. Pardon me?
Taking the Lord's name.
Taking the Lord's name. Okay. Lying. Okay. Okay.
The only ones that are still bad is thou shalt kill sometimes and thou shalt steal sometimes. The rest of them, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Thomas says for most people, there's only two that count. Thou shalt not kill most of the time and thou shalt not steal. Those are the only two. But I talked to a fellow at the university. He said killing would be wrong a lot of times.
With a baby, you can kill the baby, you can kill the old people.
But you can kill babies, that's okay. Yeah. In Europe, you can kill old people. So that one's being undermined, right? So, envying someone who has more than you, that's okay. I know a missionary, he couldn't go to McDonald's because the people would be envious of him. These are Christian people, are born again. Born again people, they say they're born again, but the pastor couldn't go to McDonald's because the people would be envious. Would you say that maybe envy isn't even considered a sin anymore? That's acceptable sin. So if someone has something more than you, you can feel bad about it, and that's not a sin. But it's in the Ten Commandments, right? Let's see. What else? Hollywood calls it, they call their misconduct an exciting affair. It's something to be desired, right? Isn't it amazing? So, do you think that, so we're talking about a value system. Now, if we're going to have a Christian home with Christian thinking, okay, then what kind of value system are we going to have? A value system from the Bible. Where else, what is in opposition to that? Okay, the world. How about your family? Everybody grows up in a family, right? And that family has their own value system, right? Could it be that your family value system is wrong? Has to be changed? Could that be? How about American culture? Where do you get American culture thinking from? What's the number one source of American cultural thinking? Television and movies. But, you know, movies are just entertainment. Are they? You know, Christians, because they don't go to the bars, they have to be entertained. And so they don't do bad sins, but they gotta have entertainment. And what are they doing when they're filling their life with entertainment? Shaping They're getting the thinking and the value system of their entertainment choices. And then they say it's innocent. You see, that's why we have this problem today, is because instead of giving our values from the Bible, we get our values from entertainment world. And we have a very subtle value system being implanted upon us constantly. And then we come to the Ten Commandments and we recognize their Ten Commandments, but we don't think of them as a value system, do we? We just think of them as Ten Commandments. That's no different than, you know, a lot of other things. So, very, very important that God has given us a value system of right and wrong, a value system that is essential to the prosperity of the human race, that is essential to having a home in which the Spirit of God can produce heavenly results. Essential. And so, very, very significant. You know, one time I was in Hungary, and I was they asked me to preach a family series, and I preached on the Ten Commandments. And the missionary thought that that was very unusual to teach on the Ten Commandments when I was teaching a family series. Actually, I know a whole lot more about why I preach on the Ten Commandments now than I did then. But I sense that this is what a family needs to know if they're going to have a Christian family. And I didn't have a lot of the dots connected then, but I can certainly see that that was a great truth. Yes, Mike.
Yeah, I was going to mention, you know, touching on that line that I remember reading recently, I can't remember who quoted it or said it, but something to the effect that the government or society wants your children. And when you think about that, they want your children at a young age because they want to change them into the way they want them to think and be a member of the society they want.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Everybody is after people's minds, right? And, you know, if you think a certain way, that's the way you are. Right? And your thinking is a sum total of everything that you have allowed to come into your mind. Isn't that it? And the Bible is for the purpose of evaluating what you brought into your mind and condemning it or justifying it, confessing it, and being cleansed from it, and replacing it with truth. Let me ask a question. What is easier to remember? Truth or error? Well, let's put it simply. When we sin, anytime we sin because we are believing a lie. Sin is always based on believing a lie. And how often do we believe a lie? Well, we'll say we confess the sin, but we do it again because we really didn't believe. We really are still believing the lie, right? Truth has not penetrated our soul. Okay, so you can go to your groups And I want to encourage you that thinking of this value system, and think of that, it says in Matthew 22, of the Ten Commandments, that the Ten Commandments are a summary of all the law and the prophets. And so, really, the Ten Commandments are a summary of all the moral teaching of the Bible. And all the Bible can fit in Ten Commandments. And so each commandment has a pro. I mean, there's a positive injunction, and there is a negative injunction. And they are equally as, I know it's not the right word, they're equally as strong, okay? When it says thou shalt not, it also means thou shalt. And so the positive is as strong as the negative, okay? And each one has an amplification of meaning, okay? And the Lord said that when he said, made it clear when he said that you've heard in old time that it was said, you know, you shall not commit adultery. I say unto you, whosoever looketh after a woman with lust hath committed adultery. And so he is making it clear it's not only the sin, but it's anything that is a part of the process. Anything that is a part of the process is condemned by the commandment. And then on the other hand, everything that goes in the other direction is enjoined in the Christian life. Everything in the opposite direction. Okay. So, trust you have a good time in your discussion group. You're dismissed.